when the knight had thus his tale he told, in all the company ne was the young nor old, that he ne said it was a noble story, and worthy for to draw unto memory, and namely the gentles every one. Our host laughed and swore, "So may I go, this goes aright," and buckled is the mail. Let's see now who shall tell another tale, for truly the game is well begun. Now telleth you, Sir Monk, if that you can, somewhat to quit with the knight's tale.
The miller, that for drunken was all pale, so that aneath upon his horse he sat, he no'd avail neither hood nor hat, nor biden no man for his courtesy, but in Pilate's voice he gan to cry, and swore by arms and by blood and bones, "I can a noble tale for the nones, with which I will now quit the knight's tale." Our host saw that he was drunk of ale, and said, "Abide, Robin Lever, brother, some better man shall tell us first another. Abide, and let us work in thriftily." "By God's soul," quod he, "that will not I, for I will speak, or else go my way." Our host answered, "Tell on a devil way. Thou art a fool. Thy wit is overcome." "Now hearkeneth," quod the miller, "all and some. But first I make a protestation that I am drunk. I know it by my sound, and therefore, if that I misspeak or say, wit it the ale of Southwark, I you pray. For I will tell a legend and a life, both of a carpenter and of his wife, how that a clerk hath set the right's cap." The reeve answered and said, "Stint thy clap, let be thy lewd drunken harlotry. It is a sin and eke a great folly to pardon any man or him defame, and eke to bring in wives in such fame. Thou mayst enough of other things sayn." This drunken miller spoke full soon again, and said, "Leave a brother Oswald who has no wife. He is no cuckold, but I say not therefore that thou art one. There be full good wives, many a one, and ever a thousand good against one bad. That knowest thou well thyself, but if thou mad, why art thou angry with my tailor now? I have a wife, pardy, as well as thou, yet nould I for the oxen in my plough take upon me more than enough, as demon of myself that I were one. I will believe well that I am none. A husband shall not be inquisitive of God's privity, nor of his wife. So he may find God's foison there of the remnant, needeth not inquire. What should I more say? But this miller, he nud his words for no man forbear, but told his churl's tale. In his manner methinketh that I shall rehearse it here, and therefore, every gentle wight, I pray, deem not for God's love that I say of evil intent, but for I must rehearse their tales all, be they better or worse, or else falsen some of my matter. And therefore, whoso listeth not to hear, turn over the leaf and choose another tale, for he shall find enough, great and small, of storial thing that toucheth gentleness and eke morality and holiness. Blameth not me if that you choose amiss. The miller is a churl, you know well this. So was the reeve, eke and others more, and harlotry they told in both too, aviseth you and put me out of blame. An eke man shall not make earnest of game.